This week's episode of Podfathers is brought to you by our good friends at Burrow. Burrow has reinvented the luxury sofa without you having to pay luxury prices. Couches are stylish and stain resistant, and we have one in the Barstool office. Burrow couches are comfortable and convenient for the common man. No more detailing with the assembly like that you would have to for an IKEA sofa or anything fucking ridiculous like that. Happen to be moving at the end of the month? Your couch gets delivered right to your door, and it's making it super easy to get into your new place. Your sofa ships in 1 week, assembles in minutes, and you can test it out for 30 days. Burrow makes luxury couches for real damn life. Time to try the Burrow couch yourself. Use the promo code STOOL at Burrow.com. That's Burrow.com to get 50% off your order. That's Burrow.com. Offer code STOOL.
You spend time with your family?
Sure I do.
Good. Because a man who doesn't spend time with his family can never be a real man.
Well, welcome back to another edition of Podfathers. I am Uncle Chaps. I'm joined by Clem. How are you, Clem?
I am doing great, Chapsy baby. It's a big week in the Casa de Clem.
Yeah, what's happening?
Well, by this point, it will have already happened. Sienna turns 3 on Saturday. We have a birthday party. We have a birthday, a Veterans Day baby.
Yeah. Shout out to America. Shout out to Sienna.
Yeah, it's very exciting. We are doing a Build-A-Bear party. You know Build-A-Bear,
yeah.
Right? I think everyone knows Build-A-Bear. You go to the mall enough, you see it there. So, full disclosure, my wife and I have made a Build-A-Bear together when we were dating, since I'm a fucking big old sap, and you know now Sienna gets to make her own. And I feel
think that's a wonderful date idea. I think it's absolutely wonderful. And, I mean, that's fucking lovely. Let's just be honest. That's lovely.
Thank you. See, I mean, this is the thing about Podfathers. I feel like ever since Kevin has been doing his thing, it's softened up a little. I'd be, you fucking loser, fucking cocksucker. He'd probably be just killing me right now. Chaps, I feel at home. You're like a big pillow right next to me in bed, and I just love you.
Dude, so I mean, anytime you can have the things that your wife loves, like, that's what it's all about. That's what going on dates all about.
You ready
if
for
you're
what
trying to have hard, if you're having hardo dates, get the fuck out of here. Like, yeah, of course. It's fun to go to football games and shit like that. But you want a little romance in your life. You want to cut a hole in the bottom of a popcorn bucket and get her to stroke your little dick in there. Like, those are the types of things that breed romance, my friends.
I like
then you
that.
Can take her home and get it on a Burrow couch or a Lisa mattress. My goodness. What a day.
And you want to know the kicker of all of it? Our bear that we made, it's a monkey that wears overalls. I mean, that's
probably
fucking
name Lemonade Stan.
His name is Bojangles.
That's a good name. Bojangles, shout out to Bojangles.
Shout out to
Bojangles. Have you ever had Bojangles?
I've had it a few times. Actually,
very good.
Actually
good. Actually, really good.
The only problem with this birthday party is it kind of makes me feel like a poor person because it's in the mall, and we have to do
that. Is a poor person move.
It's a poor person.
Bad enough. It's a poor person move.
Thank you. I wanted you to be like, see, you could be soft with me, but you could also be honest with me. You'll tell
I got
me.
It. We got to be real with each other. This is the trust tree.
Like, I'd always see the people in the mall that have their kids, and I'm like, it's a fucking mall, man. Get your stupid little snotty-nosed brats out of here. Stop being poor. And now here I am, because all the older kids that we know couldn't come. So it was all like 2-year-olds, 3-year-olds, 1-year-olds that couldn't walk. And it's like, I'm not spending like $70 a head for them to like bounce on trampolines that they can't even walk on. So we kind of came up with this last minute. Wifey came up with the idea. Nice idea. Build-A-Bear's fun. But we're in the middle of a mall. We have to like corral tables. It's 3 o'clock in the afternoon, so it won't be crazy. But it's a Saturday. And it's like, you know, Christmas
first Saturday
is
of Christmas season.
Yep. Where the poor people are taking all the tables. It's a prop. Problematic, as they say.
Man, they're going to be ill as shit with you guys. But, I mean, even though it's like we say it's a poor person thing. And really, at this point, I think being in a mall is like poor person shit. Like, order your stuff online, you savage. Like, unless you're going to like a high end boutique, like you order basically everything offline.
Yeah.
Like, I assume that if you're buying stuff in a mall, you don't have Wi-Fi.
Yeah, exactly. If you're going to a mall, you're going for like a date, like that, you know, a non-hardo date where you're just looking just to like be seen in pub. That's the thing. Like, I go to a mall, I feel old now because it's all young kids there who are just looking to get out of the house because their hormones are acting up. You know what I mean? Or you're really,
yeah, and they're
really
not actually sure what size shoe they wear, which is troublesome. So sometimes you do have to go on. When you're our age, your feet haven't grown in years, and they might start shrinking down a little bit. Like, you're fine.
100% of the mall traffic is due to unknown foot size.
Yeah, that's the only reason why you're there. If you did like a poll, like, why are you here? Not sure if I'm a 9 or 9.5 in Nike. Well,
oh, there's an Apple store.
Why wear 11? Yeah. People fixing their iPhone and people wondering what size shoe they wear are the only people that are in the mall. Yo, and people who really like Bed Bath & Beyond, because our Bath & Body Works, because some of their stuff, like their wild cherry lotion, is delicious.
Every time I walk by Bath & Body Works, it like hits, like I like get hit by the thunderbolt in Godfather, where it's like I just freeze. I'm like, oh, that smells so good. And then I just keep going about your day. It's one of those weird things that it hits everyone the same, I feel.
I wish I could make my entire house smell like Hollister.
Yes.
When you walk by a mall, you're like, you could be a blind dude and you're walking through a mall, you're like, there's a fucking Hollister. Am I in the need of for some puka shell necklace? I don't know, but I'm gonna go in there and check it out. I wish my house would smell like a Hollister. It's so good.
If everyone wanted to go to your house, like, oh, Chapsy's house smells like a Hollister, a big old I love like an Auntie Anne's personally, but Hollister is right up there. That would be
Are you ready for an old Chap story?
Do I have to? Are we buckling up, going down a fucking a road here?
I think it's gonna be a surprising one.
Okay.
So, when I was in Bible school, mind you, when I was in North Carolina at Bible school, I needed a job, and I needed a job that I didn't have to work that many hours a week. At the time, I had very long hair, and it was like had blonde highlights. It was really curly. So Hollister hired me to stand outside in front of their store wearing board shorts, bathing suit, without my shirt on, and just kind of stand there. I had that job until my professor, who taught my class on the book of Isaiah, which is in the Old Testament, shout out to the Old Testament, the book of Isaiah teacher came up and he was like, brother, what are you doing? And I was like, this is my job, doctor, whoever his name was. He was like, you might be causing young ladies to stumble here with your body out. And I was like, you know what? You're probably right. I bet these bitches are fucking stumbling trying to fuck me right now. I need to quit this job. So I put in my 2-week notice. I only worked there for like 3 weeks.
Did he throw a fucking like scripture quote at you or something like that? Like, you know.
Oh, no. But I could see the judgment in his eyes. And because I went to a Bible school, it wasn't like a suggestion that I quit. It was like, you're going to quit or you're going to get kicked out for being immoral in a situation.
Can you imagine if, like, when he told, like, his wife or, like, some students, and they're like, oh, he was outside of Hollister. Like, you're basically Zac Efron's character in Neighbors, Bad Neighbors. That's basically who you are at the end.
I'll try to find a picture of that and tweet it from the Podfathers account. But it was a ridiculous look that I had. I do think that I was pretty handsome with long hair, but that's neither here nor there.
I mean,
I want to touch on something that you mentioned a minute ago. You talked about going on a Build-A-Bear date with your wife. I want to do a little caveat into the show that we really weren't planning on until now. But I want to talk about some lovely, lovely date ideas that you can have. So I'll let you, because I just am springing this on you. I will go first.
All right.
I want everybody to know that I've quit drinking. I've made that decision in my life that I quit drinking. So here we go. This is my story. If you are drinking, this is what I recommend. Go to Dunkin' Donuts during the day. Get yourself a cold brew coffee, because Viva La Dunkin', it's Dunkin' season still at Barstool. Like, ask for it instead of the clear cup that they usually give it to you in. Ask for the styrofoam cup, because what you're going to do is after you down your coffee, you're going to bring it home, you're going to rinse it out, and you're going to fill that fucker with red wine. Once you go, when you're in the parking lot of the Barnes & Noble. So if you've been married for a long time, it's a really fun date to fill up your Dunkin' cup all the way to the top with a little bit of red wine, and then just peruse books together. And whenever you're doing it, you think it's so funny and cute because you're the only two people who are drinking. Nobody else knows that you're drinking, and you're getting lit in the Barnes & Noble, which you shouldn't be doing.
I love it. I said the other day, when I'm in my house and I'm drinking a coffee with like pajama pants on, flannel pajama pants, is the closest time I feel like I'm an actual adult in this world. So if I see you sipping on Dunkin' coffee, looking at books, I'm like, that is a cultured man right there. Little do I know, you're three sheets to the wind right now. And
yep.
You're just having the time of your life. And I'm like, that guy has his life together.
Just laughing at all the book sleeves of all the James Patterson books that he puts out every 3.5 days.
I love it, man. This is how you know, A, I haven't gone on a date in a long time, and B, I haven't like just gone outside in public. And the first thing I'm like, what would I want to do on a date that my wife would enjoy, that we had fun doing? We took the kid to a bowling alley, and it was like a new bowling alley. It wasn't like an old trash bowling alley.
The new ones are fancy as hell.
Yeah, fancy as hell. And it was like a Dave and Buster's on the game side, and we just played games for like an hour. And, you know, it's like, I'm good at skee ball, and you're fucking talking shit to each other, a little bit of flirting here and there, you know, sparks lit. Maybe this might have been like five months ago. It might have been the spark that lit the fire that's becoming my son in her belly right now. So, I mean, a nice little date night, whether it's Dave and Buster's, a little bit of gaming. It's something that it's like, it's not weird. Girls have always gotten the thing as they're not like good gamers. My wife's an excellent gamer. I take offense to that. She can fucking kill anyone in Mario Kart. She's not getting lightnings and blue shells. She's a fucking green shell girl, man. Find you a girl that's a green shell girl.
I agree with that. I agree with that 100%. My wife would never play a video game. She doesn't like to. Well, we did have a game that we played that was like an Xbox 360 game where it was like you're two people trying to figure out puzzles, and it was a hell of a good time until I got too frustrated. I was like, we're done with this fucking game, and she wants to keep going, but it's like anything else in my life. If it's too hard, I quit it. So I'm just like, no thanks. Another great date is painting with the twist. Painting with the twist is a fun time.
Now, I've never done that before. I know about it. It's basically you just like bring a bottle of wine and you each paint like some sort of a ceramic or something like that?
Oh, no, my friend. You're recreating the classics.
Recreating the classics.
And you can do a classic with a spin. Like, if you're a Harry Potter fan, you can paint Hogwarts like it's Starry Night. If you like, let's say, Star Wars, you can probably find one where Star Wars in the shape of the old poem, the famous painting Scream. Like, you can do all kinds of stuff.
Do you hear this? This is me Googling. Is there any fucking painted with a twist near me in New York? Wow. So what did you recreate?
We did the Hogwarts one. We did
Hogwarts.
I've
okay.
done a Star Wars night. We've done the Almond Branches by Van Gogh, too. I'm a big Van Gogh fan. My wife actually has a tattoo on her back of Starry Night. So
Fancy. I dig it. The only other one I could think of, again, we're not big date people because we just don't do anything. We're just really boring now that we've gotten older. We need to re-spark the flame in our life, I guess. I always wanted to do one of those murder mysteries. Have you ever done one of those? It makes me feel old saying it, but I kind of want to fuck with a murder mystery.
Oh, I have a good idea. There's these new things now that they play like modern movies with a live symphony. We just ordered tickets today that we're going to go see La La Land like that. And there's occasionally ones that have like Harry Potter or Star Wars or some shit like that, too.
Maybe
so
we could dress up like you dress up all like a 1950s Hollywood actor.
Please. This is with the symphony. We don't dress up. We go. We take in the symphony like some cultured adults. Please, Clem.
There goes Clem just trying to get a little extra romantic.
God damn
when it's not
it, Clem. Keep your head in the game for 10 minutes. You're about to be a father of two. All right. We have some mailbags and Mayday lines, right?
Yep. We got a bunch of good stuff here. What do you want to lead off with? You want to lead audio or visual or audio?
Let's go.
Doesn't make any sense.
No, let's go written versus
written.
Audio.
There we go. Written. First up, we have Andy or Blair. Blair.
Wait. You know the rules.
Yep.
We got to judge the
name. I apologize.
Okay. Now, because you said Andy, I automatically know that it's a guy. No, wait, that might go the other way, too, because you could be Andy girl.
Andy McDowell. Ooh. Shout out to Andy McDowell.
Double. Groundhog's Day. Double our homogenous name. I love it. I like the name Blair. I find the name Blair to be associated with Blair Walsh at this point, which is a shitty kicker that cost Seattle a game. We talked about it in Zero Block 30 last week. That's two times that he's been shit on by me for no reason at all. but Blair's a pretty good name. But also, you're going to go with... You're going to get called Blair Bitch a lot, too, because of the Blair Witch Project. So it's going to be like Blair Witch, more like Blair Bitch Project when it's referring to you. And that's going to be hurtful after a while.
I think Blair is a little bit of a soft name because older crowd here for the people that know it is Blair from, I believe, Facts of Life. There was a Blair in Facts of Life. So and I actually had a very nice young man, a friend of mine, a coworker. His name was Brian Blair. And the name Blair, I think of him, which is a little soft. But there's also, I forgot, a wrestler named Brian Blair. And I'll ask Brendan to loop this in. There is some classic Iron Sheik rants. And he just talks about Brian Blair and humbling him with the camel clutch. There's some, we'll loop this in here. We'll loop this in. A Iron Sheik going at Brian Blair.
Brian Blair, you are no good mother. You are punk. And the reason you have a job in WWF, because you suck, Hulk Hogan.
So the name Blair, I feel like you're kind of.
I also can't help but note that the camel clutch sounds like something that the president would do as a finishing move, like by grabbing somebody by the pussy till they scream for help.
Got it. That one counts. All right. On to Blair's question. All right. So we have to do the scale.
I couldn't have said that in the blog, by the way.
Yeah, just, that would not pull.
No.
Fancy boy scale. Name Blair.
Good.
Okay. I'm going to say bad. Sorry, Blair.
Okay. Wow.
Good and bad.
Sorry, Blair.
Son just turned one at the end of August. Found him now hitting a wall. As if I had just enough left in the tank to keep going through his birthday, but now it's come and gone again. I'm drained, irritable, can't see the light at the end of the tunnel. Did this happen to you guys? How did you cope? How long did it last? I have baby number two coming in February, which is making things more tense. Figure we go to the KFC route, get it all done ASAP. Basically, how do you cope with when you hit the wall of parenting, which, you know, comes and goes, I think.
I feel like the rookie wall is real in the NFL, and it's real in parenting, too. Like, you have these days that being a parent is the greatest day in the world, and it's not even really days, it's seasons. It's like anything else in life. Like, you can have seasons of sadness, seasons of happiness, seasons of glee. You're going to have seasons where being a parent is your favorite thing in the world. And then you're also going to have some seasons where it's your least favorite thing in the world. And that's completely natural. The only thing that you can't do in your season of sadness as a parent is shake your fucking baby. Like, don't shake your baby. But you can tell your spouse, like, I'm sick of these fucking kids. And it'd be helpful if more people are honest about it instead of everybody feels like they have to be super parent because of Facebook or because of Pinterest or whatever. But sometimes you just fucking hate your kids, and that's okay.
Yeah, yeah. Sad season, angry season, happy season. SZN, by the way. We were big SZN guys. Those are all very real things. If you're in a mood or whatever, you just have to let your spouse know, you know, because there's times where I'm just like, I can just tell, like, my wife's not hiding it. She's just exhausted. And I'm like, shit, you're the fucking franchise player. It's like when the number one receiver goes down, I'm like, I'm not ready to be getting 8 receptions my way. I cannot carry the team, put it on my back like Greg Jennings. So I think communication is the biggest thing. And you should not bite your kid either. Even if you hit the wall, nope. We learned that.
Don't bite him.
Chaps his words of wisdom right there.
Don't bite him. But you can be Cardale Jones at times. You might be the third stringer, but you need to step up and win the national championship game. And Terrell Pryor will appreciate it.
Yep, for sure, for sure. Next up is Andy, which, again, we don't know which one it is. Could be Andy from Toy Story. Could be Andy McDowell.
I'm a big Andy fan. One of my working dog's name was Andy. So shout out to Andy, the drug dog in Quantico.
Big Andy fan as well. Like the name Andrew. All things are all gravy.
No, hey, Andrew.
You hate Andrew, Andy. Huh?
Wow.
producer Andrew. sound guy Andrew. I'm just kidding. I like you, Andrew.
Girl name Andrew? Girl name
Your
Andy?
Name stinks, though. girl name Andy, top 10. Like, that's a top 10 name. I also like the name River. The name River is great.
Andy River?
Oh. No, that was terrible. I would say River is like a first name is a good name.
New father. Oh, there we go. There's our answer. First line he gave us. New father. Can you?
Don't assume.
Yeah, don't assume. Not going to assume. New father with a beautiful 4-month-old daughter, Zoe.
Great name. Top 10 name.
Let's get in. I think Zoe's gotten a little oversaturated these days, if we're being honest. Sorry, Andy.
Sorry.
Shit, I just said that in a microphone on a podcast that Andy listens.
Just had the baby and you're shitting on the name. It's like everybody named their kid Emma after fucking Friends.
There's a lot. Yeah, there's a lot of Olivias and Zoes out there. There were a lot. There was an Emma run for a while there, too. Wife makes a lot of assumptions about how to. I thought he was going to say money. I was like, fuck you, Andy. Go fuck yourself. Wife makes a lot of assumptions about how to parent, therefore causing disagreements. What is the best method of dealing with this? How do you tend to push back, let it go, consult a third party? Where do you draw the line in picking your battles? Just curious to how you guys handle these situations. I know we all have.
There's a line that I like to use that my old military leaders would tell me all the time. Don't make your last ditch stand in the wrong ditch. If it's not something that's truly important that you don't really think it's going to affect the outcome of the kid, let it go. If it's something that you think is going to be a big deal and really cause developmental delays or developmental issues or discipline issues long term, then maybe that's something you step up in. If your wife or whoever, your husband, says you're eating the peaches because I said so, then you got to agree with the parent. Like, let them eat the peaches this time and then maybe talk to them afterwards. Not every decision has to be made in the moment. You can make decisions later that'll work out as well, too.
Yep. No, I'm that. I would, like, subscribe. Is there, like, a website or a Twitter or something where it's, like, military quote of the day? Would you like that? Because military guys have the best quotes for everything. Like, that just nails it right there.
And we all have the same, like, 30 quotes, basically, that we all use, too. It's just cycle through them because they're, like, when you really like a red shirt, like, if you need another shirt, you're probably going to go red, too. Like, everybody has red shirt because you look dynamic in a red shirt. So, like, they're just red shirt quotes. Like, they work on everybody.
My wardrobe is just varying shades of blue and then, like,
I don't know why I chose red because it's legit the worst color that looks on me. My orange beard and a red shirt looks terrible. Now, purple. I look dynamic in a purple shirt.
Can confirm. I've seen that with my own two eyes. And the muscles coming out, not a bad look. Let me just say from this side of the equation.
Oh, okay.
Last up, Ryan. Another, I believe that's a girl's name as well. It's ambigenderous, right? Ryan?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Thoughts on the name Ryan?
For a girl, top 10.
He eats more than one bite of the pizza. I don't get it. Like, Japs is top 10. Every name's been top 10.
We're on a hot streak. We're like the Jacksonville Jaguars right now. Hot streak names.
Should I be proud or ashamed that my 4-year-old told one of his friends that he's going to punch him in the fucking face for calling him a poo-poo potty head? Now, I think Chaps is the guy to go to this because obviously we have McCartney can throw some good insults out of her mouth. And you wrote a blog the other day too about a guy who was cursing or something like that. And you're like, who gives it? The in Canada where they're allowed to say fuck now.
Yeah, they can say fuck now, Canada. I don't think people should really care if their kids are cussing or not. That's just me. Like, I know a lot of people disagree with that. I would say that you can't cuss around certain people because that's a rule in real life. Like, I wouldn't go into a meeting with our big bosses, like Sharon Group, and be like, hey, Peter, what's up, you fucking dick? Like, that's not something that I would say. Yeah, you have to know the people that you're around. If you're around your peers, like, I would go up to Clem and be like, what's up, fucker? Like, and that would be. I wouldn't say that because I'm nicer to Clem. I'll give him a hug. But that's something that you can do and it's easy. But you have to teach them guidelines of who they can and cannot curse around.
Yeah, I think there's people who will come on all different sides. I think you just have to be consistent with the message. But, you know, you need your kid to stand up. Like, if cursing's a thing you don't want, don't have it. But, like, sometimes your kid does need to – if a kid – poo-poo head is, like, that's as bad as it gets. That's basically, like – a slur for, like, an older person. Like, you don't just call someone a poo-poo head as a 4-year-old. Like, poo-poo is funny for kids, but it's also, like, it's that's some shit. You don't let someone fucking throw you the P-word at you if you don't want to be called the P-word. So sometimes
you got to stand up for yourself and let them know how it makes you feel. Use your words, though.
Use your words. You want to go into Mayday?
Yeah, let's do Mayday.
All right, we got Mayday. Let's see here. First
Mayday Lines brought to you by Barstool Sports Podfather Show. Buy some of our onesies. We want some Christmas bonuses. So go and buy some onesies. Even if it's just for the Christmas bonus and you don't want to use it because your kid's going to shit through it anyway, take a picture with that shit up the back. Normally it wouldn't get retweeted by us, but I guarantee you if you have a blowout in a Podfathers or a Barstool Saturday for the boys, I will post it on every Instagram account that we have. Send us those pictures of the blowouts. We want to see them. The more yellow, the better.
We want to see shit. Give us shit. Get those orders in now before Christmas because, you know, hey, I'm not going to say our shipping takes forever, but takes a little long. It's a process.
It's improved.
Yep.
I will say that for sure. Shout out Welks. Actually, Welks is going to be on the show next week.
Yeah.
We're going to have Mike Welker, who does all of our stuff, who absolutely gets demolished on Twitter after, like, Black Friday sale or something like that. He's going to come on. He has twins. We're super excited about that, so he'll be on the show next week.
Yep. So I believe this might be the first time Welks has been on a Barstool podcast. So support Welks, store.barstoolsports.com/podfathers. Is that right? Barstoolsports.com/podfathers. All right.
Yep.
First Mayday call.
This is Julie. I'm calling from New Hampshire. My son, who is almost 3 weeks, has been sucking on my tit for the last 4 hours. Why? Because it's what they like to call cluster feeding. In my eyes, it's just a fucking clusterfuck, and my nipples feel like glass right now. And he's just fucking sucking on it like a pacifier. Half the time, he's not even drinking milk. He's just sucking on it like a fucking pacifier. So I'm just calling to let you know that, you know, you men, just be thankful that us women like to, you know, give our tits to our fucking kids to just chew on it like it's a fucking pacifier.
I thought that was a good voicemail because it's like that previous mailbag where it's like, oh, we're in a fight or this and that. Like, just remember, there's shit your wife's going through that you have no idea what it is. Like, I don't think about a kid just sucking on my tit for like a full year of its life.
No, man. Like, you know me, I wear sun shirts. And so whenever they get wet, they can get the nipples going and really give you a little bit of rub for. So whenever I hear that and I just imagine somebody sucking on my titty for 4 hours. You know I'm not a fan of titty twisters in the slightest, and I imagine that a wet titty twister only causes some serious, serious chafing. I felt bad for all mothers who breastfeed the first time that I was, like, in the newborn section at the grocery store, and there's cream that will, like, numb your nipples up. To need your nipples numbed is a horrible, horrible thing.
You don't realize how much, like, your nipples play a role in your life until it hurts. And then it's like a shirt touches it at the wrong angle or you're just walking and boom, like it just sends a jolt through your body. So shout out to the ladies out there. Again, this is a reminder to all the fucking pod fathers out there. Take care of the pod mothers.
When you were a young buck and when it was cold in New York, did you used to lick your lips?
Like, you know,
when you lick your lips too much, if your lips are chapped, you don't have chapstick and you lick them and they become like chapped.
Yep.
I just can't imagine that feeling transferred to your nipples, dude.
Oh, God. Yeah, I know you're talking. Oh, my God.
Where it's all cracked and just brutal. And like, because you always talk about, like, it changes a woman's hips. It changes her stretch marks. We don't talk enough about how much the look of the nipple changes, too. And people forget that.
Yeah. Nipples are like a source of pride for some people. So, and men and women alike.
Not me. I have shitty nipples.
I have shitty nipples, too. I fucking hate my nipples. So I never
are so small. I'd be a terrible mother. I wouldn't be able to feed anything.
You have small nipples?
Oh, my God. The smallest, like dimes.
Oh, I'd kill for some small nipples. I don't have huge nipples, but I have, like, nice size nipples, but they're just not great nipples. They could be better.
Taking your shirt off looking like a BLT.
let's see. Next up.
I want to apologize to you, by the way, about the dick on the hamburger thing. I feel like I put you on the spot last week.
That's run through my head a lot, the whole eating a dick on a hamburger. And I went back to the tape and listened to it. I was like, I really had no idea what I was going to say when you said, am I going to eat a dick on a hamburger? I was just worried about eating your dick and biting your dick. I was like, that's not a thing you do to a friend.
True. What's our next question?
All right. Let me see. I got to get the phone number here.
Hello, this is James's mom. I am on my way home from the grocery store, and I just wanted to say I am thrilled as fuck that a stranger who was employed by the grocery store, who was pushing carts during flu season, felt the urge, which he couldn't resist, to touch my child's hand and wake him up, which was resting on my breast in the baby carrier. I'm not a germaphobe, but what the fuck? You thought you
Your face there was incredible.
I can't fathom touching another person's child, especially a guy who's touching the dirtiest part of the fucking grocery store. That's all I got. Thanks.
Man, dude. Like, that's the way to get gotten by a mama bear, dude. Like, to wake a baby up that's sleeping, and even if you're the parent, is insanity. When you're a straight-up stranger.
Touching a stranger's kid in general. Just don't touch a stranger's kid. That's a bad look.
Dude.
How old are you, Bren?
I'm 23 years old.
A 23-year-old man without kids knows not to do that. He's shaking his head.
Absolutely not.
You absolutely do not do that. Yet this fucking dude. And listen, it has nothing to do with the job. The gross. The guys who collect the carts, they're the fucking the straw that serves the drink for the grocery store. Because if you don't have carts, you can't go shopping. Those guys are important. I'm not shaming.
We're
the
not
job
here to
at
shit.
All.
We're not here to shit on the buggy grabbers.
We've all been that kind of job at some point of our life. And if you're that,
I have
shout
been
out
that exact job. Yeah.
There we go. Then again, that is a lot of germs. That is a lot of germs you're touching. And
a
that baby's sleeping. That's near it. Like,
sleeping.
That baby, it's near those nipples that it's sucking on. You can't be throwing nipples. Your hand near mama's nipples to touch a baby's hand. That's creepy shit, man.
Man. You're just trying to get a kid a flu season. Just outrageous. All around. Outrageous.
Chapsy, I got... Bren just gave me a an old Instagram post of your nipples.
Not great, right?
They're great. They're spectacular. You
really?
Yeah, I think you have really nice nipples.
Hey, right. Thanks, clown.
Does he have nice? Do you think he has nice nipples?
They are very shapely, but they are small, like you said.
See, yeah. I like a small nipple on my person, man or woman. So, shout out to you, chaps. You have my kind. You're my kind of team.
Oh,
right?
Was that my onion diet post?
It's a side by side of you and somebody who's not you, and that guy's got gut, and you're showing off your massive pecs.
Yeah, there you go. I just wanted to have that on the radio. I knew exactly what I was doing that on that picture.
Do you want me to read the caption?
Sure.
It says, I started my hashtag fitness journey 1 year ago today. That left me 365 days ago. The right is me now. Hard work, folks. Hashtag Transformation Tuesday.
And it's clearly not you on the left, which is an A-plus chapsing right there.
All right, just we have one more Mayday. We have one more Mayday, right?
Yeah, I just want to shout you out for throwing those nipples up there despite your reservations about them. That takes that's true bravery right there, and it's a message.
That courage, yeah.
Last one up. What's this one or that one? All right, this one we're gonna sponsor this one as the Mayday line, birth control, condom name to be determined, birth control call of the week.
Hey, Bud Fathers. I'm walking with my 6-month-old son. He's overtired and he's overfed. And he just doesn't want to go to sleep. And I'm on about a 2-mile walk right now. And as you can probably hear, he just doesn't want to quit. So I'm just going to keep on walking until this little guy cries himself to sleep. And I'm sure you've all been here before, so if you have any tips on how to handle the situation in the future, let me know, would you? Thanks, guys. See ya.
Condom company to be determined. Call, hit Jay Danahy up if you want to sponsor on the Podfather. I think that hits it right in the fucking soul right there, chaps, because we've all been there, and you're so happy you're not in there at that moment.
That is just... I mean, that sound is ungodly, dude. Like there's certain times where, you know, because I'm so far removed, I'm 5 years removed from having infants in the house, where you look at an infant crying and you're like, yeah, that's kind of cute. But then you remember that's your life for hours a day.
Yep.
And then you remember that kid is latched onto a nipple, like, at some point. That's why moms are amazing, dude. Like, having nipple issues, having your vagina doesn't feel the same. Like, people who have kids, women who actually have the kids are insane.
Insane. It's one of God's great mysteries. It's the truest thing about the human spirit is that they can forget all that pain and want to do it again, you know, in a few years for the girl.
Oh, I don't think they forget it. I don't think they forget it. I think it sticks around.
So if anyone else wants to leave Mayday lines, voicemail is 347-746-8637. Again, that's 347-746-8637. The mailbag is kfcradio.com/askdad. So if you guys want to submit stuff, I'd love to get your stuff on the show.
All right, let's move into a little bit of bedtime stories. I will start out. This week, we've been playing lots of Uno. It's been an Uno-heavy week. We've been doing lots of Uno, lots of skip bows happening. But McCartney is such a bad bitch when it comes to Uno, because if she beats her sister, she'll be like, Uno, bitch, boom. And then just do it all like one time when she knows she's going to absolutely stunt on her big sister. And it's funny because it looks like she is Shaq pushing, I think it was Sean Bradley out of the way in that famous gif where he like does a two-hand dunk and removes Sean Bradley from like the situation. And that's basically McCartney on Kelsey. And Kelsey doesn't say anything. But I am going to shit on McCartney too because she doesn't get it nearly enough on this podcast, right? McCartney is so sensitive when we watch America's Funniest Videos because we always watch that like as a family.
Is that
and
ABC?
We do the whole...
Is yeah. it still on ABC? Oh, yeah. Sunday night? Oh,
come
hell
on,
yeah.
Dude. Yeah, it's Sunday night, but we watch it some night during the week. But what we like to do is, you know, they have these montages that go on where people are doing basketball shots or doing trick shots. People are getting hit in the dick. Puppies and kitties are doing hilarious stuff. Well, if somebody's falling, then, like, if it's an older woman or whatever, I'll be like, there goes Nana. Or if it's a mom that's nice. Falling, I'll be like, that's mom. And we all do it to each other the entire hour that it's on the show, except for McCartney, because she is classic and ditch it out but can't take it, girl. So if something happens, like if there's a toddler who falls into the snow face forward, I'll be like, there's Rosie. And she'll be like, that's not me. And she just freaks out. And like last night she did it. There was this kid that fell off into the pool, landed in the pool. Then the dog jumped on her. I was like, there's Rosie and Gus. She's like, that's not us. Got so pissed. She walks from the mega chair from the big old Chase lounge, goes, brushes her teeth, goes up to her room and goes to bed. Like, doesn't say wow. anything. She was fucking pissed, man. Put herself to bed early because she was so mad at everybody.
That's, like, a good thing to, like, have in your back pocket. Be like...
Yeah, when she starts being an asshole, I'm just going to make fun of her. I'm just going to roast her ass, like, Comedy Central style.
Wow. Damn, that's fucking good. That's good. McCartney has a kryptonite after all this time. Mine has to do with bed as well. It's Sienna. She fucking, every time she goes to bed, like the last, I don't know, probably like 6 months or so, as soon as you put her down, I got to go potty. Half, like, she'll say it four different times, right? And I don't know if she's doing it to fuck with us or if she actually has to go. And she'll go sometimes, but I think some, like, then she'll start dancing on the toilet, acting. She acts like a silly asshole a good amount of time. She's rolling her eyes. Daddy, she knows I'm, like, the one who laughs at her, so she like, pams it up for me. And then she'll sometimes go, so you have to do whatever. So then we'll be like, Sienna, go to bed or else. And we start threatening her with shit that we're never going to do anyway.
And they know that you're not going to do it.
Yeah, they know. Like, if mommy says it, it might happen. If daddy says it, it's not going to happen. But her new thing, like, lately has been like, mommy, I just want to give you a kiss goodnight and a hug. Mm. And then daddy, I just want to. And then she'll go 10 minutes later, mommy, I just want to give you one more kiss. And, like, it literally, like, you cannot fucking say no. It's just like, you son of a bitch. Like, you, they know, like, they know at a young age they have you around their fucking finger. It's fucked up. So she's been doing that a lot. And if you yell at a kid for giving you a hug, like, you have to really look at yourself in the mirror.
You really do. Does she add the E on the end, like, to everything? Like, the, give me a huggy, give me a kissy?
Kissy. I add kissy to the end. She doesn't. She'll say kiss, but I say kissy time and kissy, so.
If she really wants, if McCartney really wants to get to her mom, she'll be like, give me one more huggy buggy.
Oh, that's how dripping in no sugar. It's so sweet.
Dude, how do you say no to a huggy buggy?
Next time you're in town, I want you to give me a huggy buggy.
I'll give you a huggy buggy. No question about
that
it.
That sounds extra warm and like there's like a little, the shoulders are moving in a huggy buggy in my mind. That's how a huggy buggy works.
Oh, yeah. And you go,
yeah, a little at the end.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's the show. We'll see you guys next week.